Dear Hanger, because I think we should just once more for the people who just joined us, they get some idea, because we're going to take some of those.
So that CD up there, okay.
Is the one on the top there?
No, that's not on the
top
there. No. Oh, well. Hang on. Yeah, I've got it here. I've got to hang on a second. Give me this thing here. Just, we'll cut all this out on the show. Seriously.
Do it.
Who's
that from, Val?
Hang on, there we go.
You're right there.
Okay, okay. 1 second. Right. So, Holly, once the music kicks in, you want to come back with the list of the exotic names that we've got so far this morning.
Okay.
Oh. No, that's not it. Okay, we'll do it in stanza. Don't worry about that. Okay, what's the other thing I was going to... Oh, yes, the Jazz Poetry Morning. In 10 minutes' time, don't run for your lives. I'm going to play what I think is the most extraordinary LP ever made. I've got it over here. Ken Nordine's Colours, it's called. You can't buy it in this country.
Wow.
He said rather smugly. But it is, without doubt, one of the most extraordinary LPs ever made. Holly, you just said in Papua New Guinea, it's illegal to name your daughter Monica.
Monica, yeah.
Yeah. We don't know why that is. If anyone knows about that, or why anyone would want to name their daughter Monica... It must be incredibly tempting, mustn't it?
Yeah.
when we're out for the first time, you see your mates, you go, this is Susan, everybody, how are you? Or whatever it is in Papua New Guinea. And then she goes off to the toilet, you walk across, your mates go, she's called Monica, really. keep it down. She's a Monica. I've no idea what that'll be. Now, can we bung someone through, Jamie? Where's Jamie? How do you talk to Jamie here? There we go. Jamie?
Yeah.
Can we bung some people through or not?
We can. Every time I put anyone on hold, they seem to disappear and make someone a cup of tea.
Perhaps that's because we take about 25 minutes between calls, though. Now, what was the fella's name who crashed earlier on? What was he called?
Brent Shillito.
Brent Shillito would have been on the list.
Constantino Constantinos.
Oh, yeah, that's on the list. Okay, Holly, I think you should do it. Just do the list now with those two on it. 1 minute, Jamie. Here's the list so far, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the list so far. Holly, take it from the top. Don't wait for the music. Go.
Okay. Aspro Fender,
mm-hmm.
Mal Peachy,
mm-hmm.
Jesus of Garston, Lovett Cortez,
great.
Pierre Piero,
mm-hmm.
Wonder Mango,
mm-hmm.
Quentin Garside,
mm-hmm.
Maria Rosa Uza Navi Hernandez,
Uzunavi,
yeah.
Puvan Saravana Paravana San,
great.
Wirrawit Wirrawarrawit.
That's my favourite. It should be in there already, but that's
Drew Blood.
Drew Blood.
Yeah. Prince Nicely.
Yeah.
Everton Council.
Mm. Everton Council.
These are all people that people have been at school with. We don't want funny names, even though some of these are risible, it must be said. But these are names where you sat in class and thought, that's a name.
Yeah.
That is a name. Carry on.
Che Rustin Puzara's Hedger.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Fezahat Ubeg.
Mm-hmm.
Mick and Natasha Natashka Winoa Allen.
That's a name. Now that's something, isn't it?
Cliff Sparrowhawk.
Uh-huh.
James George Barty Barty Goldfinch.
Mm-hmm.
Emeria Moresmo.
Mm-hmm.
Constantino Constantinos,
right.
And Brent Shilato.
And here's the big fun. At about 8:10, we're going to get Barry Ann in to read that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It should finish sometime about midday. There's one name on there. What's the one that Uzunavi? I just want to tell the story behind it when somebody rang us up with that. Uzunavi.
Maria Rosa Uzunavi Hernandez.
That story came when it was first given to me. I said, what's that middle bit about Uzunavi? And it was someone in Peru who lived at a port, and every day outside the ships would dock, and on the back would be USA Navy.
No.
Yeah. And she had no idea what it meant, and she named her daughter Uzunavi.
Uzunavi.
That is absolutely true. The middle name there, Uzunavi, is a Peruvian woman who now lives in Britain, and her mother saw the ships every day docking, and on the back it had USA Navy, and her name's Uzunavi in the middle.
Uzunavi, yeah.
And
then,